From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Full moon tonight. It is gorgeous. Later tonight, mysterious UFO cases. Here's what's happening. Treating critically ill COVID-19 patients with a cortisone drug reduces the risk of death by 20%. This in an analysis of seven international trials, prompting the World Health Organization to update its advice on the treatment. That's pretty good news. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has told public health officials around the United States to prepare to distribute a potential coronavirus vaccine as soon as October. It also provided planning scenarios to help states prepare. The scenarios offered details about distribution for two COVID-19 vaccines when supplies may be constrained. The documents prioritize particular populations for the vaccines, including healthcare professionals, essential workers, long-term care facility residents and staff, and national security populations as well. Head of infectious diseases in our country, meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci has predicted the U.S. will have a safe and effective corona vaccine by the end of 2020. Fauci said he was positive a vaccine was on the way and hopeful it would be here shortly. He said that for a number of vaccine trials, there's enough data that you could really feel comfortable that it was safe and effective for the American public. I thought we'd check in with Howard Bloom, give him this assignment to look into some of these vaccines. I don't know, Howard, what do you think? It seems a little too soon.
Okay, normally development of a vaccine can take up to 28 years, but the president has initiated a program called Operation Warp Speed, and its goal is impossibly bold. It's to give us at least one COVID-19 vaccine by January of 2021, just 4 months away. And Bill and Melinda Gates are pitching in. President Trump's Operation Warp Speed, according to Health and Human Services head Alex Azar, has invested $10 billion so far, with the goal of delivering 300 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine by January. That's almost enough for all of America's 331 million inhabitants. Azar reports that three Operation Warp Speed vaccine candidates are in phase three trials in the United States. Now, a phase three trial normally involves only 3,000 participants, but Azar says that each of the companies picked is recruiting 30,000 to 50,000 volunteers for phase three trials of its vaccine, which makes it possibly the biggest recruitment of volunteers for vaccine testing in history. In addition, Operation Warp Speed is underwriting the manufacture of the things you need to ship and administer a vaccine. So we're ready to go the minute the vaccine is available. Those things include vials, stoppers, needles, and syringes. Says the Health and Human Services Administration itself, on March 30th, it announced $456 million in funds for Johnson & Johnson's vaccine candidate. On April 16th, HHS made up to $483 million available for the Cambridge, Massachusetts drug company Moderna's vaccine candidate. 3 months later, HHS tossed Johnson & Johnson another $472 million to support what it called late-stage clinical development, bringing Johnson & Johnson's total to nearly $1 billion. On May 21st, HHS announced up to $1.2 billion for the British company AstraZeneca's candidate vaccine, developed in conjunction with the University of Oxford. The agreement was to make at least 300 million doses of the vaccine for the United States, with the first doses delivered as early as next month, October. Other companies whose vaccines Operation Warp Speed is supporting include Regeneron, Novavax, Sanofi, Pfizer, and GlaxoSmithKline, building a factory that can make a new vaccine in quantity. Normally takes 5 years, and each vaccine demands a very different kind of factory. But Operation Warp Speed is underwriting the building of these factories before any of the vaccines have been proven, in the hope that one or more of the vaccines will turn out to be effective and safe. Then there's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is funding the building of factories for seven different vaccines and intends to finally narrow the number of vaccines it produces down to two. But the trick is going to be to test these vaccine candidates before they ever get to you and me. Now, why? As the New York Times puts it, clinical trials almost never succeed. In tests, some promising-looking vaccine candidates actually help the virus seize control of your system and make you more sick not less. It's called vaccine-induced enhancement. And in the 1950s, in one trial with a potential polio vaccine that had been rushed through approval, the vaccine candidate actually gave kids polio. In fact, several test subjects died. These promising but dangerous vaccine wannabes were ruled out thanks to test results. It takes tests on thousands of people over the course of time to find these negative impacts and to weed them out. Now, hopefully, Operation Warp Speed won't cut short the testing process and will give us a vaccine that works, not one that only works occasionally or that does us more harm than good.
Now, you're a perfect candidate for a vaccine, Howard. Are you going to get it?
I'm 77 years old. I have such a wonky, weird system. You know, I was in bed for 15 years with a peculiar illness that I'm afraid that my system would react negatively to the vaccine, and it would do me more harm than good.
Okay, thanks. Howard Bloom. A groundbreaking discovery in Australia is giving new meaning to the term natural remedy using hundreds of honeybees. A new study reveals that the venom in those insects, stingers, quickly kills breast cancer cells. How about that? A team of researchers at Newcastle University in the United Kingdom have suggested a new theory on how the loss of hearing may cause dementia, and that addressing hearing impairment may help to prevent that condition. That's another interesting study. Stock soaring today, picking up steam during the final hour of trading amid more optimism that a coronavirus vaccine could come as early as the fall. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 454 points. Let's check in with registered investment advisor and our dear friend, Mish Shedlock. Mish, I don't know if this feels like false feelings. What do you think?
I think your intuition there, George, is amazingly good. There's three things going on, and I think I can explain them pretty fast.
Okay, sir.
First off, the Robinhood traders have got in over the last couple months. Then the hedge funds picked up off of all of these new millennial retail investors and started buying calls in huge size. Then they took literally billions of dollars and plowed them into buying stocks. The market makers who sold the calls, that'd be like Goldman Sachs and Citigroup, as the stock market rose, had to hedge, so they had to go out there and buy the underlying issues too, and they were doing this in, you know, the names Apple, Tesla, Netflix, and the like, propelling the entire market higher. As the delta hedging kicks, when this unwinds, George, it's going to be spectacular. My advice for everyone is to not try and day trade this. If you don't know what you're doing, just simply stay away. Meanwhile, the report came out today. The Fed now owns nearly one third of all U.S. mortgages. They're out there pushing interest rates lower. They're actually buying the paper. Taxpayers, of course, are at risk for this. Okay, why is the Fed doing this? Because residential real estate is about the only bright spot in the economy. The third report that came out today was called the Fed's Beige Book, where they go over all the 12 Fed regional districts, what's happening in there. Residential construction was the only bright spot. Overall, loan demand actually increased very slightly despite that huge uptick in mortgages. Agricultural conditions can tend to suffer, and employment, the Fed districts all reported rising instances of furloughed workers being laid off as the demand remains soft. So what's going on here? The Fed is purposely targeting the stock market and mortgages, George, because it's the only thing they got.
We will check in with you next week, Mish. Thank you for the report. Elon Musk has detailed his plan to build a glorious city on Mars, but says early visitors will probably die there. The stargazing billionaire has reaffirmed his vision for a Martian colony that doesn't rely on support from planet Earth. Musk has previously told of how his Starship rocket currently in testing will one day ferry Earthlings to Mars, and he said he'll need a fleet of 1,000 ships to create a sustainable city, as orbits mean the trip is only viable once every 2 years. You know what? If anybody gets it done, It'll be Elon Musk. Up next, the numbers lady, Glynis McCants, joins us. She's going to talk about her thoughts of what happened in 2020 and what we have to look forward to in 2021. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, and one of our faves, Glynis McCants, the numbers lady, back with us. Her website, numberslady.com, where you can do some of your own work about your own numbers. We're going to take calls with Glynis next hour, and of course, she'll be talking about you. Tom will tell you what you need to give us in terms of your birth dates and information like that. The Glynis has been studying numerology for more than 20 years. And she believes that knowledge is power. She's got several books out there, Love by the Numbers. Glynis has your numbers. And here she is back on Coast to Coast. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, Glynis.
Oh, hi, George. Great to be back.
Interesting year, hasn't it, as you predicted?
Oh, my goodness. This year, you want to talk about a wake-up call for all of us, right?
Gosh.
I mean, it's really giving you a chance to... Because you're not on your normal wheel of life, right? Coming and going as you please.
That's right.
We've had to stop and take a look at our lives and decide, well, what matters most? And I think ultimately we've concluded it is about family, isn't it? It's about relationships.
It's about really caring about other people. Now, for new people joining the show, and we have many,
yes, they may
be saying, what is numerology? So I'll ask you that.
So numerology is a science of numbers, and this one's 2,500 years old. It was Pythagoras who created the system that I use, and the belief is that everything has vibration.
I thought for a moment you were going to say you were there 2,500 years ago, but you ain't that old.
Maybe, right? I'll take that past life. I would love that, to study numbers from the beginning. But the belief is that when you meet somebody, you experience energy, and sometimes that person gives you energy where you walk away. It's almost like you had coffee and you're excited and full of life. But you might meet someone else who drains you and makes you tired. That's all vibration. So there's three numbers in the name, three numbers in the birthday, and those six numbers give me a blueprint of who you are.
Interesting. I'm going to give you the numbers of Tim Conway, who hosts our local show on KFI here in Los Angeles, before I come on the syndicated program worldwide. But he gave me his birth date for you, and I promised him that you would tell him a little bit about himself. So later on when we get into numbers and people, I'll give you Tim's and things like that. Now, back in April, you talked about some pretty riveting things about 2020. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, my concern when I talked to you, I had talked about the month of August because you were kind of like, well, what's coming up?
I kept pushing you.
Look at. Yeah, you did. And I said, I'm concerned about the month of August. And you said, well, how so? And I said, I was more worried about not just politics, but financial and environmental. And my goodness, if you look at what happened in the month of August, all of that lit up. And why would it do that? The month is an 8, and the world number is a 4, because 2020, when you keep it simple, 2 plus 0, 2 plus 0 is 4. Those two numbers, the shadow side of 4 and 8, are the hardest numbers in numerology, meaning they hit their head before they learn. And that's what we watched, right? I mean, the fires, do you know there were 23 fires in California, George?
I knew there were some big ones. I didn't know we had that many.
23 fires were burning
in different spots.
Yes, in different spots. And then, of course, when we dealt with, you know, Black Lives Matter, but also the back and forth with the police and people, you know, it seems like you have the peaceful protester, but then you also have the one who is there to make trouble. And we watched all of that. So here's what I would tell people, because a lot of people were depressed in the month of August and reached out to me. I said, you got to separate yourself. You know, you can't fix the world. You can only work in your area and be your best self and try to be good to the people in your community and give to charity if you can. But don't take it all on, because it's not healthy. And you as a host, George, I mean, you're bombarded by this every day, correct?
Oh, all the time. It doesn't stop.
No, it doesn't. And didn't you feel the uptick in August?
Yeah, and I still feel hopeful that eventually we're going to succeed in this thing. I don't agree with what some of our political leaders have done in terms of quarantining and things like that, but we'll see.
Well, here's what's going to shift, even in this month of September. Because September is a 9-month, what it does is repeat energy, meaning the world numbers are 4, and this month energy, you experience 9. It means you can now stop take a look around you. What space can you clear? You know, I don't know about you. Are you a neatnik, George? Would you say you try to keep things organized or not?
There are some things I'm very neat about. There are some other things I'm not. I mean, I collect old things that I've had in my life and career, and I put them in boxes and stuff like that. And if you would go down in my basement, you'd go, this isn't very neat. But then there are some other places I am.
Well, I will put it to you this way. This month of nine invites us to take a look at whatever we have too much of and say, okay, I'm getting rid of this. So I'm always suggesting give your stuff to Goodwill, right? Don't just throw it away, but give it to someone else.
Yeah, people could use old socks and everything else.
Everything else. You know, with this economy, because of the coronavirus and the way we've been turned upside down, anything you have that's extra, you should go ahead and pass it on. But that's what this month invites you to do. The other thing I like about this month, it's a month of truth. And because you were born on a 4-day, I know for a fact you're obsessed with truth. It's like, just tell me what's up. Don't play games with me.
That's right.
You're gonna find out a lot of good information this month that will be real.
Tell us the truth.
Not hocus pocus.
We can handle the truth, as we heard from Jack Nicholson. But he said, you can't handle the truth. I think we can.
Well, and I always say the truth is an art form. But example, when you talk about, what is it we keep talking about? Not the antibiotics, but for the shot that they want to give you for the coronavirus.
The vaccine.
What is that?
We just call it the vaccine.
Okay, so when people say, is it remotely possible that it can move that quickly? It seems to me, as we sit here using our intuition, it doesn't make sense that you can fast food something that is that important. So that makes it a little scary. But this month reveals information about that, George. So keep your ear open.
Isn't it ironic that you're on a harvest full moon tonight?
Well, isn't that wonderful? You know, I did something for your audience because they're always looking for ways to have more prosperity in their life. So considering this full moon, when you are dealing with a full moon, it's a great time to do affirmations, meditation, make a list of what it is you're trying to achieve. This is a perfect time to do it. So what I did at Glynis McCants, the Numbers Lady, that's my Facebook page, I created a 15-minute prosperity affirmation for them to use, and it's free. They just repeat it over and over every day, and you just watch the opportunity that comes through. And I did it in honor of this moon that we're dealing with tonight.
Getting lots of emails from folks saying, when are you going to get into November in the election? Hold on. We'll get there. We'll get there. Let's get into October. What kind of month will that be? It's the month of Halloween. I love October.
Isn't that a favorite month for you?
It really is. The weather's nice. It's cool. I just think October's great. And then we do our Ghost to Go show.
I think you enjoy it. October's energy is 10. When we reduce it, it's a 1. It means movement. You know, something happens where you get your power back in your life, and you've got those last 3 months to say, well, what can I achieve, right? What can I make happen? So many people had big ideas for 2020, and it got scrapped, right? It didn't. You know, these ideas we had certainly didn't get to happen, but the last 3 months invite you to do it. It's like, what can you do? Like Zoom, for example. If you're a person who does conferences, and I have to ask you, George, have you done any of your events on Zoom yet?
I'm going to be doing one for a Chicago Health Program in October. It was to be live, but that got canceled.
This is my prediction for you, because I had to transfer some of my conferences to Zoom. You're going to get a bigger kick out of that than you thought.
I don't know about that.
I know you say that, but these people, when you watch the appreciation of what you have to offer, you're actually going to feel a connection. Of course you prefer live. You love to be with people, but there's some sort of magic because there's such gratitude, and you will get feedback and be able to talk to these people and see their face. So, look, it's the best we can do for now, but I say October is a great time to do it, and I love that you just told me you are doing an event in October.
I sure am. Glynis is a website, numberslady.com, numberslady.com. Her books are still available. Yeah. Love by the Numbers. Glynis has your numbers. You've got a special order number, too, though, don't you?
A special order number.
For your books, a toll-free number?
Oh, yes. If they call toll-free 1-877-686-2373, 1-877-686-2373. I have gals who answer the phone and help them, kind of direct them on what it is they're trying to order, whether it's about a relationship or it's their career, and also books and tapes that we offer.
Glynis, when we come back, let's get into the month of November. That's the big one, and let's talk about some things of President Trump, Joe Biden, and we'll get into some other issues. Next hour, we'll take phone calls with Glynis McCants. Questions, obviously, but she'll do a brief reading about you, too. We'll need your birth month, day, and year. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with the numbers lady, Glynis McCants. You just sound like Peggy Lee, don't you?
Especially that song. That is my favorite song, George.
It's perfect for you. It's like your theme song, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I've got your number. Yeah.
Okay, before we get into Biden and Mr. Trump, President Trump, let's talk about November as a whole. How does that month look?
Well, can I say one quick thing about some September since we're in it? There's some real good tips for them this month that they should use. This energy is repeating itself. When energy repeats itself in a date, George, you can use it to your advantage. So I just want to say real quick what that means. Here we are today. It's the 2nd, right?
Yep.
Well, when you take the month and day and reduce it to one digit, it's a 2, and then the actual day is a 2, and this whole date adds up to 6. When those three numbers are in alignment, you can accomplish a lot. And in our case, it's promoting not only good conversation, but humor. There's humor. Now, some of these dates have challenge energy in them. And you know I created calendars to teach that, but I'm just telling people listening tonight that example, the 1st, the 3rd, the 5th, the 7th, and the not the 9th, just the ones I just gave you, those are good dates to use to your advantage.
I love those advantages. Okay, let's go pop back to November then.
Sure. All right, so November. When we deal with November energy, first of all, you're talking about master number 11, right, the 11th
mm-hmm.
month, and then you bring it down to its 2 energy as well. I call that always a doorway of opportunity. What door are we going through? You know, when you look at the candidates, obviously Joe Biden picked his VP, Kamala Harris. You want to look at their numbers to see how compatible they are, right? It lets you know what kind of team they can be.
That's an interesting take.
Say it again.
That's interesting take.
Yeah. It really does matter. It's just like Mike Pence with Donald Trump. You know, when they first got together, I was looking at the numbers, and I thought, interesting that their life path was a challenge, but because they had other numbers in common, it meant that, you know, Mike had information that perhaps he could pass on to the president and vice versa. You know, they had that opportunity to exchange notes and observations about a situation. They are not the same. You know this about these men. They present themselves differently, but it's also in their chart. What I'd also say about Mike Pence, when you're born on a 7 date, and just like you're a 7 life path, George, you have the ability to step back and observe the situation before you jump in. And you can see that in Mike. He takes his time when he responds to something, right?
Yeah, he's a little more deliberate.
Yeah, he does not jump into drama. Whereas the president enjoys it. And where does he get that? He was born on a 5 day. The 5 means never a dull moment. You know, they do like to mix it up. But I think ultimately, because he has a 2 attitude, he is sensitive and really does want people to understand where he's coming from. So that's their chart. When I looked at Joe and Kamala, you and I talked back in January of 2020. Would it have been January of 2020? I can't believe how long this year has lasted. This feels like the longest year.
Well, to me, it's just going by fast, though.
Yeah, but it's weird. If you go back to something you did in January, think how long ago that seems, George.
I know. Seems like a couple years ago.
Okay, so going to it, you had said to me at the time, who do you think will be the candidates that win, right? You were asking me who was looking good on paper.
Who would be the nominees?
Then I mentioned Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and I also mentioned Pete Buttigieg, because I told you he was a wordsmith. Like, no matter what ball
that's because you like to pronounce his last name.
Yeah, the fact that I could was admirable, but the point is this. He knew he was a wordsmith, remember? In debate, you couldn't trip him up, but it was the number 2. So this is what they have. Here we are in 2020. Well, Joe Biden is born 11/20. So he's born on the 20th, and Kamala was born 10/20. So they share that 20 energy. So I always thought they'd end up, if Joe were to win, you know, this primary season, that she would be a good partner for him. And on paper, that is true. But just like Mike Pence and Donald, their life path is a challenge in numerology, which means Joe learns from Kamala and she will learn from him. They are not the same either. But if you look at them, just watch them when they smile. The smile looks the same because when you're born the same day in energy, you look the same to people. Like people look and go, oh, look at them. Like they look like they're having fun at the same time. It's kind of a performance. Obviously, politics, you have to be a performer to be a politician, but I'm not surprised they ended up together.
Election day this year is 11-3. What does that have here?
Well, 11-3-2020. When you break that down, the attitude of the day is a 5. Now, remember, the shadow side of 5 is that it likes chaos and drama. Isn't that already guaranteed?
Oh, my God. They're talking about the fact that we will not know who won for maybe up to several weeks after the election.
Yeah, it's crazy, but what we know
we're not used
is there
to
will be chaos in that date. The actual day, though, is a 3. 3 represents communication, and it adds up to 9. 9 is like saying all are welcome. So I think there's going to be a tremendous turnout. Look, this whole post office debacle has been interesting because I own a company. I know the delay I've had in my own mail. So I would suggest I'm for putting the mask on and voting. If you have to vote early, vote early, but get out there and do it. But I think we're going to have a massive turnout in a way we never did before.
You don't think people will be afraid of COVID?
Well, yes, I do. But here's an example. I think in California, they open up the voting booths like 20 days, maybe 25 to 29 days, whatever it may be. You've got time, right? If you meter this out,
and
properly,
they should
it's
do
not
that.
Going to be a zoo.
They should make it a couple day vote this time just to offset.
I agree
COVID.
With you. And I also think there's going to be a lot more people willing to at least volunteer and help. But the bottom line is this. Whether it doesn't much matter, like who you like, if you like the president, you want to stay the course, or if you want to bring in Joe and Kamala, the bottom line is these votes need to count. And when we talk about the idea, if we're planting seeds already to say everything is corrupt and rigged, that is scary to people, isn't it?
Well, they're talking about the Russians are trying to influence the election again and everything. Here's my prediction. The November 3 comes and goes. And there will be challenges, there will not be concessions, there will be arguments over whether it was a legitimate election. It's going to be a mess. It may even go to the courts.
Well, and that's why I say there might be one thing to our advantage. 2020 itself, that number 4, it's based in logic. It literally goes, okay, A plus B must equal C. So if they, in these next 60 days, figure out a better rhythm of how to do this.
They better do it fast.
Yeah, trust me, I know. And here's what you need to know. 2021, you know, when we talk about, well, what the heck's in store for that? 2021 breaks down to 5. That means full speed ahead. So that means if we can't get this right, you know, in these next couple months when the voting happens and tallying up the votes and figuring out, there's one of two things that happens in the year 5. You're either celebrating or you are in chaos. And don't you think people are exhausted right now?
Wiped out.
They are wiped out. I agree. I think they are depleted. So what I am going to hope for is some celebration.
You think 11-11 is going to be an interesting day, too. Tell us about that date.
Oh, 11-11, yes. Now, here's something great, and a lot of your audience asked about that. We know that 11-11 is an opportunity. When you look at it on the clock, you can focus a minute on what it is you want. But that particular date is 11-11-2020. Wow. You should take advantage. Like when I just talked about you doing a Zoom event, I'm going to believe that you're going to enjoy it more than you thought, and then you should do something 11-11-2020 because that date invites healing. You know, people feeling better, having breakthroughs. And anyone at home, they should sit down that day and make a list. What is it you're trying to achieve? If it's your health, then it should be focused on how do I improve my health? How do I get my power back? If it's a relationship, you should focus on how do I heal this relationship and make it better. But there is great power in 11-11-2020, and people need to use it.
I'll be back in St. Louis on 11-11, but it'll be an interesting night because in Los Angeles, 11-11 at 11-11. you know, in terms of time.
Yes. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yes, absolutely. And like I said, 2020 itself, even though this has been difficult for us, there have been breakthroughs. Like, I've had many clients who lost their job, right? They were laid off, and they actually started their own company, something they had wanted to do, and it's something they're doing online and actually making money. So what I say is you have to turn adversity into opportunity.
Are you making, by the numbers, a presidential pick?
Here's what I'm going to say again, what you asked me in January. You said, hey, McCants, who's going to win? I said, whoever Russia wants to win, George.
You think they have that kind of influence?
No, this is what's happening. I said it back in January because I knew they were going to still meddle. What I'd like to believe, we've had enough time to know about this. We can't sit there like we're in the dark still, right? There's an awareness that we didn't have back in 2016. Any adversary can pick somebody, you know, that they think they might want to use to their advantage. And by the way, in that way, even though Donald Trump likes to win, he certainly doesn't want to believe someone else made him win, right? He wants to do it fair and square. So I just believe in popular vote, you cannot be surprised that Biden would take the popular vote. Then the question becomes the Electoral College. So we'll see. I'm still going to stay optimistic and believe. When I told you this month is a month of breakthroughs about truth, let's bank on that, okay? Let's watch that play out.
So you're still not making a prediction?
I just told you what I see. I said the popular vote I see is Biden's, but remember, this happened to us before. Last time in 2016, I told you.
Popular vote isn't a guarantee you're going to win.
That's exactly right. And I just told you, let's see how that plays out, right? We're going to find out. Anybody who's going to be cocky about this election and think they can answer it with all that's going wrong with it, you'd be crazy.
This is what an expert says who is a Democratic confidant. And he says that President Trump will probably look like the apparent winner on November 3rd with the electoral votes. But when all the mail-in votes are counted as they come in, God knows how long that'll take, Joe Biden will pass him up. Now, that's what the Democrat predicted. Who knows?
Right. So this goes back to that thing that I'm telling you about. I see the chaos in a popular vote versus the Electoral College and then what happens. But what I'd like, even regarding this post office, don't you think we need to get our act together better right now before the election?
Well, we only have a couple months.
Right, but I will say this, 11-3-2020 is much better than the election we had in 2016. That day was much more difficult in numerology. It just was. It promoted... people were in shock, including Donald Trump himself. Let's never forget that. He couldn't believe it either. So that's not the kind of energy I see. What I see is we have to deal with this, okay? If we don't ever want an adversary to pick a president for us. No one does. We have to take our power back. And let's see if we can pull that off in the next couple of months.
What's new in your celebrity corner, Glynis?
Yes. Well, my celebrity corner, it's pretty interesting. In the beginning of the year, I was invited to do the Daily Mail TV show, but also Star Magazine, where I laid out what I saw for various couples that are out there. Chris Pratt is very famous for his movies. He does Galaxy. It's called The Galaxy?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
And he also did the dinosaur movies. The point is, he's this gorgeous guy, very famous, and he fell in love with Katherine Schwarzenegger, and they got together, and when I looked at their chart, because they were newlywed, I said, I think they're going to have a baby. I said, I think they're going to get pregnant pretty quickly because of the numbers that they shared. And sure enough, no one knew about it. They had a baby this year.
You knew about it. You knew about it.
Numbers can tell you that. Say it again.
You knew about it.
Well, actually, I just saw it on paper and in their numerology, but I didn't know that they were pregnant. No one did. I mean, when I got the announcement and heard they had a child, I just started laughing and thought, wow, it's so amazing to me. I never get bored with looking at numerology patterns and watching them play out. It's really exciting.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, your picks have been spot on over the years.
Yes.
I mean, tremendously
it's a blessing,
so.
But it's interpretation, right? Like astrologers and numerologists and tarot card readers, our gift is to study. We have a tool, and then it becomes interpretation. And I have been really blessed in being able to see what's there and watching it come to pass. I'll give you another example. Kelly Clarkson is a talk show host and a singer. People know her. She's very famous. She won an Emmy for her new talk show, but she's also won American Idol.
That's right.
I looked
years
at a
ago.
Chart. She broke up with her husband this year, George. And when I ran the chart, if I knew her personally or had a friend of hers, I would have called and said, don't you dare.
Don't break up?
Don't you dare. It be
really?
A mistake to break up. You know what it was? They have entered a personal year five, which is get me out of here. You know when you feel trapped in a house?
Well, I got to tell you, Glynis, the divorce rate since the pandemic is skyrocketing. It's up over 30%.
Yep.
That's huge.
You know why that is, though? We don't have our normal rhythm. You know, when you're in a relationship, you're able to come and go, right? You both have a schedule. You have a job. And then you get together. When you're stuck in a house with each other, it misconstrues what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And these two couldn't do it. Kelly broke up with him. And the reason I knew it was a mistake, their numerology chart is really good together. And she has children with this man, and she really loved him, but she said, I just couldn't do it anymore. So what I'm saying is, it's smart to learn your numerology blueprint, learn your numbers so that you can see, oh, wait, we're in a personal year of five. Let's hang in there. Let's see how we feel on January 1st when we move into a new cycle. Because those couples who remarry later, when I check them out, sure enough, they were in a toxic cycle when they broke up.
You say that there's a way for folks to pick the names of their pets. How do they do that?
Oh, this is fantastic. Right now, when you talk about divorce rate, there has been an uptick of people going out there to get pets, right? They're looking for companionship. You know, here we are stuck at home, self-quarantining. A lot of us are single. So when you pick a pet, you don't want to pick Cujo.
No.
Right, George?
No.
Yeah, you don't want Cujo. So there's a way to avoid it, and it's actually in the name. You know, when I say I use the Pythagoras number system, A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, you're able to break down each letter in a name, reduce it to one digit, and find out if that energy is compatible to you. So, yes, I've had people name the pet to ensure that they're close to them, that they get along well. It's fantastic.
Is that in a book?
Yes, it is. Glynis Has Your Number.
It's in there. That's cool.
Yep, and Glynis Has Your Number. It literally says naming your pet by the numbers.
Well, people are so close to their pets, aren't they?
Oh, their pets are their children, you know. And then, of course, when someone's had a pet for years and they lose them, they're so upset they don't want to get another one. And I say you must get another pet because you're obviously a good parent to the pet. Like, unconditional love is all an animal gives you. But, yeah, you can literally break down the numbers. I've had people call me where the pet was nutty. We changed the name, and it changed the personality.
All right, stay with us. We're going to come back in a moment. Glynis Has Your Numbers. We're going to need your month, date, and year, and then we'll give it a try when we come back on Coast to Coast AM.